Today, our peacekeepers of the day are from South Sudan. They are Grace Bismarck, who works as a nurse with Anmis Health Services, and Bennett Kamiskenyi, information analyst. Join us this morning at the Analysis Center, Anmis, also president of the National Staff Association here. Welcome to Breakfast Show, and congratulations on being our peacekeepers of the day.
Thank you, Radio Miraya, for this opportunity, and particularly this important day when we commemorate the UN Peacekeepers Day globally.
Yes, Grace, you're welcome.
Thank you, Radio Miraya, for giving me this opportunity, and we are very thankful for commemorating this day of peacekeepers all over the world.
Yes, to begin with you, Bennett, how long have you worked with the UN mission, and how has it been for you?
To start with, before I joined the United Nations, I was working with an international organization called Save the Children UK as a camp coordinator in charge of the IDPs in urban poor communities in Khartoum State, whereby I was overseeing projects at the IDP level. I resigned when I got an offer with the United Nations in November 2004, and in January 2005, I started working for the United Nations Advanced Mission in Sudan. So far, I've worked with the United Nations for almost 17 years.
Okay, and tell us about your work. How long have you worked in the mission, Grace?
I've started working with the United Nations mission in Sudan.
Okay.
That was in 2006.
Okay. And tell us about the work you're currently doing. How is your normal day like at the clinic?
I'm a registered nurse. Basically, what I'm doing in this mission is to support the peacekeepers by providing healthy services and to ensure all the peacekeepers are healthy. Of course, any peacekeeper to achieve the goal of them or to achieve the mandate of this mission is to have a good health. So this is what I've been doing throughout all this time and up to date.
And to you, Mr. Kenyi, how about a regular day at the office as an information analyst?
As introduced before, I'm senior information analyst at the Joint Mission Analysis Center, and at the same time, I'm the president of UNMISS National Staff Association and the chairperson of the United Nations Staff Federation in the Republic of South Sudan that represent the UN agencies, funds, and programs. It has been quite challenging because I have to balance between my work, which is information analyst, and work related to the association. And it is setting priorities, and usually though the rules and the policy say when you are elected into an office of the association and you are managing over 1,000 staff, you are supposed to be set free in order to do that. But I took a different option because I was recruited as information analyst. So my priority is my duties within JMAC as information analyst, and I make sure that I deliver to the maximum expectation of the unit. Then that staff association issues become second priority. And I've been doing that for long, and I'm managing it. And before, so that you know, before I crossed to JMAC, I was working for civil affairs as a senior civil affairs officer. And we were the lucky group. I'm the lucky group who was recruited in 2005 as civil affairs officer. We are four of us. Mm-hmm. One South Sudanese, who was myself, then four from the north.
Okay.
I was supposed to be brought down to Juba, but because by then Juba was controlled by Sudan Armed Forces, and the headquarters of the SPLM by then was Rumbek. And I was task to go and support the other teams because they realize that I have more experience than our northern colleagues. So I was sent to Darfur in order to assist in setting civil affairs offices, which worked well. Down to JMAC, I'm doing the same and I'm enjoying doing it.
Okay, what do you like most about your job, Mr. Kenny?
As far as JMAC work is concerned, you know, it deals about information gathering, analyzing information, and looking at what are the issues going on, particularly issues related to threat to the mission operation. And it's quite interesting because I'm kind of a person who likes to do a lot of writings and a lot of research and analysis work.
Okay. And Grace, what do you like about your job? But also, what have you learned since starting as a peacekeeper in your own home country?
Thank you. I like my job so much. You know, being a nurse is always an interaction with your clients. The most important thing I like my job is like a rewarding feelings that of giving the services to the patients and they are really satisfied with my services. Mm-hmm. This is what I like so much. I've been in this nursing job for long. I actually started working as a nurse. Immediately after my graduation, I worked with the government like for 2 years and I joined MSF France in Khartoum. I worked in IDP's camps like for 5 years. After that, I joined the National Health Insurance. I worked in a regional pharmacy as a pharmacy assistant. And during all this period of giving the services to the clients, I really loved that job. After that, I joined this UN mission until today.
With all that experience, what have you learned? One thing that
what
you
I learned
that is significant, yeah, as a peacekeeper.
The most important thing that I learned as a peacekeeper, you know, this interaction with the international staffs, different backgrounds, like culture diversities, I actually learned more from them. Through my supervisor, through my colleagues, especially in our nursing activities, with this new innovation, like new technologies, which is not here in South Sudan, but I get chance to learn it from those international colleagues.
Yes, Grace, again, how has the COVID-19 era affected your operations and what challenges did the emergence of the COVID actually bring?
You know, this COVID-19, actually, it has been a very big threat all over the world. And here in South Sudan, let me say in UNMISS, it has changed a lot of things. It has changed our routine operations and it has made life difficult, a little bit difficult. But bit by bit, as we are now in a new normal, we have managed to overcome the challenges. The very big challenge that we have experienced when this pandemic started, of course, it's like everyone is fearing. And as a healthy worker, frontline, you know, we are exposed to this virus. And it was a very big challenge. In terms of emergencies, usually we used to have these emergency calls. When you are called that like there's an emergency, you just pick the ambulance and go and pick the patient, bring it to the clinic. But nowadays, since the start of this COVID-19, when there's an emergency, you are just to do a telephone consultation, you deliver the medicines to where the case is, unless if the case is seriously sick, then maybe you do a referral. So these are all the challenges that we are facing. And another challenge is also, you know, for the patient to accept the reality, you have really to talk. This is one of the challenges. Mm. So it is very, very challenging, but we thank God that up to this end, we have managed.
Okay. And one or two ways you managed these challenges?
These challenges, of course, we manage it. Like since the beginning of this pandemic, there were ongoing trainings, online going trainings, that for you to cope up with the situation. Mm. This is how we manage it now, and it has become something normal to us as healthy workers. For now, we don't fear like before. We just attend to any patient, just like before.
Okay.
This is how we manage.
Wow, thank you for that.
Challenge,
thank you for that, Grace. Now, Mr. Kenyi, what have you learned with all the experience you've shared with us? And what have you learned that you can share with your fellow staff colleagues, national staff colleagues, especially given that you are the president of the National Staff Association as a peacekeeper?
First, I would like to say that I had two countries. Before, I was a Sudanese, mm-hmm. but currently I'm a South Sudanese. Mm-hmm. And I started working with the peacekeeping with Sudan.
Yes.
While in Sudan, I experienced that working as a peacekeeper is challenging, and it gives you some tasks whereby at times you find it very difficult. But one good thing when I was working in the then Sudan is that at least there was observance of status of force agreement.
Okay.
I remember when we were in Darfur, we're free to move everywhere to try to explore capacity of peace. And I remember sometimes back we went even to rebel control areas without permission. Mm-hmm. Just in the airport, El Jinana Airport, you will see that our helicopter is flying to Jebel Moon, mm-hmm. where the rebels are, JM on the other side, SL on the other side. And that worked very well because I enjoyed it. And during that time, usually when we go to rebel control, some of our colleagues get scared. But for me, because I've been in touch with them as a civil affairs officer, you need to engage all parties.
Yes.
It was very interesting. So coming to South Sudan, my real home after Sudan, I find it very challenging here because at times the status of force agreement is not respected. Mm. Doing our work, you find that the peacekeepers face challenges in performing their work freely. And this is one thing. And this one requests that the mission need to engage the key players on the importance of observance of the status of force agreement. Having this said, I would like to tell the colleagues that we have learned also respect of human values.
Yes.
During this period. And also adding to that is the human rights principles and conducting oneself in a professional manner in addition to respect of diversity.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. And then let me go to Grace. What kind of South Sudan do you want to see, Grace?
Thank you so much. Actually, in my feelings as a South Sudanese, I want to see South Sudan having a total peace. I want to see South Sudan be in peace and be one of a contributor also to a peace and security to other missions in the world. Not South Sudan remain as a under the peacekeeping mission.
And to you, Bennett, what's your take on that?
I think we need a South Sudan which is peaceful, where people stay in harmony, where there's no fear. At the moment, what we see in South Sudan, we have a negative peace. Because they have signed the revitalized agreement for the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. But it's like a collapsing roof. So we need real sustainable peace so that people move freely without fear, harmony, and they can do whatever they want and start thinking of the future. But currently, people are in the clouds of confusion. They don't know what tomorrow will be.
Why do you think so?
This is because of lack of commitments to the parties to the agreement.
Yes.
And people are still struggling over power sharing, and they are not addressing the root causes of the conflict that has displaced many people. Most of our people who are IDPs, some are as refugees. So they need to engage constructively. They need to see that this nation is more important than them as individual, and they should value the people within this nation, and they start nation building so that South Sudan have a prosperous future. I was challenged because some of my colleagues in Khartoum said, they called me and said, Bennett, you are one of the advocates who was saying South Sudan is going to be a prosperous country within Africa in 10 days' time. What happened? Say, yeah, we face some difficulties, some challenges, but we are coming out of there.
Wow, thank you for that. Now, as national peacekeepers, in your last remarks, I will start with you, Bennett. What is the one thing you're proud of as a South Sudanese since the mission began here?
First of all, I would start to thank, I would like to thank our international colleague before moving to that they left their countries far away in order to come and help the people of South Sudan to sustain, to have a sustainable peace.
Mm.
And this is great because they abandoned their homes in order to help South Sudanese have a sustainable peace. For South Sudanese, yeah, there are a lot of challenges which you are facing, but I would like to say for the nationals, you are the lucky ones for having an opportunity of working for the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's adhere to the United Nations core values because we're international civil servants. Our contact, our behavior should not only end in UN compound, but should be reflected outside. And let's continue with the same spirit until the day will come when there is real sustainable peace, and we will look at South Sudan moving forward and its prosperity, whereby we will be proud of it again.
Okay, but you still haven't answered my question. What is that one thing you're proud of as a South Sudanese peacekeeper?
One thing I'm proud of is as a peacekeeper is that because I'm playing a role towards bringing peace.
Thank you. Thank you. Grace, also, before you share your final remarks, what is that one thing you're proud of as a South Sudanese, being part of the mission as a peacekeeper?
I always being proud as a South Sudanese and as a peacekeeper for the provision of the services that I'm providing to the fellow peacekeepers to achieve the goal of being a peacekeeper in South Sudan.
Okay. What are your last remarks?
My last remarks goes to all the peacekeepers and especially our national staff, my colleagues, that let us be a key players on this peacekeeping so that our country will reach to a sustainable stage, and let us stick on the core values of this mission. Let us also just give a good image. Let us show a good image of this organization.
Okay.
And let us be an agent of peace, especially those whom we are serving, the vulnerables that we are serving. Let us be an agent of change in this country.
Yeah, thank you, Grace, for that. And then, Bennett, lastly, your remarks.
The International Peacekeepers Day is a very important day marking the history of the United Nations. It's meant, as in the preamble of the Charter of the United Nations, is to keep international peace and security. But at the moment, most parts of the world were experiencing instability. And let's hope that the world, particularly the 5 veto members within the UN Security Council, will have to reflect to the preamble of the Charter of the United Nations. And we South Sudanese also, as a member of the United Nations, will commit ourselves towards the Charter of the United Nations so that they work together in order to bring sustainable peace, so that we will be proud of the role which is being played by the United Nations through its peacekeepers. And thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy Peacekeepers Day to both of you.
The same to you.
The same to you.
Yes, that is Grace Bismarck, who is a nurse. He works as a nurse with UNMISS Healthcare Services. And we had Bennett Kamis Kenyi, who is an information analyst at the Joint Mission Analysis Center right here at UNMISS. And he's also the president of the National Staff Association of the Day. They've been sharing their experience as peacekeepers.
Exactly. And we thank them so much, really, for having come to the studios.
Yeah. Okay, let's go for a short break and we'll have more for you right here on Miraya Breakfast.
Besaba virus bita corona bikun saab leta ule usra bitak inu tabligo akil kwais. Ashan bijibu akil mungkin yakun saab. Wasir bita fisuk mungkin yakun mazay mahuku liyom. Fi haja au fi tariga wahid ashan ita tekter talga akil kwais. Uda inu ita lazim tezra akil bitak. حتى لو إتا كنت قاعد في مدينة فحاجة لتديره بس إن يكون في محل صغير عشان تزرع فوقه خضار بتاعك زي بونجو أسود طماطم درة وبصل وكروفة وبامية لو إتا ما عنده مكان كفاية جرب زراعة بتاع باغة أو كونتينر إتا ممكن تخط سماد وتخطه في أي كونتينر أو باغة زي باغة بتاع زيت وكمان إتا ممكن تعلقه في حيطة زراعة بتاع أكل بتاعك بيكون سهل وما بيشيل منك قروش عشان يكون عندك أكل كويس ليك ولأسرة بتاعك وكمان لو إنت بتزرع أكل زيادة ممكن تلقى قروش منه بأنه تبيع أكل زيادة في السوق رسالة ده بجاليتكم من منظمة بتاع أغذية وزراعة للأمم المتحدة والوكالة الأمريكية للتنمية الدولية بدعم حملة بتاع يوم الأغذية العالمي لسنة 2020 زراعة أكل حفاظ سوا شغل بتانا ده مستقبل بتانا عشان تعرف كتير اتصل برقم 515.
This is where it begins, Monday to Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Life goes on with or without you. Damn it, baby, what you gonna do? You could go on, you could stay.
Miraya Breakfast Show, the best way to start your day. 101 Miraya FM.
This is Miraya Breakfast. My name is Lucy Kiden.
And I am Philip Wani.
Now,